Welcome to What's Ailing America, the ultimate in reality radio with information that can save your life. On the show, you will learn how to recognize the patterns used by the predators who are controlling our world, who have created the living hell we find ourselves in here on planet Earth, where doctors create disease and destroy life and administer biological weapons, nicknamed vaccines, which are corrupting our very genetic structure. Where police and the judicial system protect the criminals and persecute the innocent, where governments have become terrorists against the people they purport to serve, and commit treason every day by allowing the destruction of our air, water, food, and planet. To suppress the natural solutions to all these problems already available. We're stealing and torturing our children under the guise of child protection. What we need to do is to see the big picture, and that is my goal, to help you do that by every week giving you information and introducing you to guests that are studying their own aspect of the tree of evil, be it a branch or a leaf. Once we see that we are actually all pretty much being killed, we will lose our fear and have the strength to take care of business and stand up and do something about it. If you haven't already done so, please check out my website, drcarly.com, as well as reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. I suggest you start out with reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. And if you click on the Vaccine Induced Disease tab, you can go on that site and print out the diagrams that I have developed. The first diagram is the cause of all disease on one piece of paper. Download those diagrams and then click on the video below the diagrams where you can listen to me explain the diagrams in a conference that I gave in Chicago in 2008, which is the talk that I always give whenever I'm asked to give a talk, because of course the first diagram is the big picture, which is the cause of all disease on one piece of paper, and pretty much all of it is being done on purpose. And once you realize that and learn how to avoid as many toxins as possible, and then if you decide to get a consult from me to have me evaluate your individual situation and teach you how to detox by yourself, you may actually get an inkling of what it's like to be healthy and experience that reality again, which is a wonderful thing, and then get the strength to take care of business, because what's going on is pure evil. If you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support my work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites. You can help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them from me. To learn how I do consults, click on the Services tab on my reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com site. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com or calling me at 828-294-0662. Between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, any day of the week. I also have a toll-free number, 888-321-6751, on which you can contact me from anywhere in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean. There's the music. Hold on. We'll be right back after these messages. And we're back with What's Ailing America. I understand we're having sound issues. What can I say, folks? This is what I deal with every day. But hopefully our board op will be able to deal with it or perhaps call me on the phone. Anyway, as I was saying, if you want to call me, my toll-free number is 888-321-6751. If you get a strange message that the number's been disconnected or whatever, have the operator dial it for you. My Skype username is drcarly1, but I use Skype primarily for my international clients. Always remember, I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice. Rather, I teach people what I would do if I were them to reverse disease with natural therapies in people and in pets. Archives of my shows for the past few years on various networks can be found at thelightofdayradioshow.com. Click on Dr. Crowley Archives. However, those have been dismantled over the past week as well and have to be redone because the web hoster sent Sheldon Day a message that my archives were being downloaded too much and that he would have to erase the most important archives. So he's actually having to redo all the archives. I guess somebody doesn't like to hear what I have to say. Anyways, if you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 877-488-5350. Very important. Callers need to mute their phones while waiting to be brought on so as not to cause interference with whoever is speaking. Please wait until the second hour to call in so I have an opportunity to introduce the topic of the week. And, of course, please support the Republic Broadcasting Network if you appreciate the shows that are broadcast here, especially on Studio B. There's a pledge drive in progress, and we do appreciate your support. Also, I strongly suggest you check out the link section of ReversingVaccineAbuseDiseases.com to learn how to obtain the silver generator that I recommend and use personally for myself and all my pets, as the never-ending onslaught of biological weapons made by the mad scientists that work for our corrupt government continues every day, since no organism has ever been found that can overcome the taking of colloidal silver. On today's show, the answer to what's ailing America is electromagnetic attack. And, okay, very good. I'm getting a message that the board op's going to call me during the next break. I'm sorry, folks. You know, I've gotten a few pairs of new headphones for Skype. I don't think Bill Gates likes me. But anyway, I did a show this morning on thesechangingtimesradio.ding.com. With my special guest, Deborah Tavares, who is an expert on electromagnetic attack. And the information was so outstanding that I asked her to come on this show to continue our discussion because of all the guests I've had on my show. Deborah seems to have a hold on the big picture. Her primary focus is electromagnetic weapons, smart meters, cell phone towers, all the rest of it, the smart meter grid, as mine is vaccine. But you have to really see the big picture in order to know how it all ties in together. Because only when you see the big picture will you be able to say to yourself, I see, we're already dead. And if we don't do something, it's going to get really, really ugly, which of course it pretty much already is. But it's not over till it's over, and so that's why all of us must work together to bring a focus onto what's going on. I also received an update, and I was hoping that he would call in, but perhaps he's gotten otherwise sidetracked. Kevin Annette of the International Tribunal of Crimes of Church and State .org, ITCCS.org, he has been a guest on my show before, and he is actually, along with his group that is global in perspective, going after the church, especially the Vatican, the state and the crown, especially involving Canada, and also Big Pharma involving experimentation on Native children. And amazingly, if you go to itccs.org, you can actually read some information that has just come in as they have served public summonses on 32 officials of the church and state on September 21st, 2012 to respond to charges made against them of crimes against humanity. They were given 10 working days to reply, and that period of time has now elapsed. As of today, only one response has been received by the persons named in these summonses, and this came from a Dr. John Milloy, M-I-L-L-O-Y, a researcher for the Canadian government's so-called Truth and Reconciliation Commission. Dr. Malloy did not dispute or challenge the charge made against him of colluding in a criminal conspiracy to conceal crimes against humanity in Canada. What he did do was issue threats against the court of the ICCCS and its officers, stating that he is asking the Ontario Provincial Police to bring a charge of harassment against them. You can't make this stuff up, folks. This is really pretty amazing. And, of course, their court clerk of the ICCCS informed Mr. Malloy that such a request to the police can be construed to constitute an attempt by him and the Ontario Provincial Police to obstruct and subvert justice and the workings of the court, and can result in a criminal contempt charge being brought against both him and the officers. So their court has written to the OPP and notified them of this fact, and has asked them not to interfere with the procedure of the court. So, you know, this is like an amazing moment where one of the individuals involved in crimes against humanity, who is hiding himself in plain sight, working for the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, is charging the people who are bringing out the truth about massive crimes against humanity, especially involving Native children in Canada as well as the U.S., involving murder, rape, pillage, torture, you name it, experimentation on with drugs by Big Pharma, that the person who's pretending to be part of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission is trying to charge the person actually speaking the truth, that would be Kevin Annette and his group, with harassment. So this is pretty amazing, and I'm sure it's going to get very interesting. So please do tune in and listen to updates that come in from Kevin Annette. If you aren't aware of his information, the most important thing I can suggest you do is go to hiddennolonger.com, watch his documentary, Unrepentant, very important film that gives the background of this important case, and then tune in to the ICCCS.org to see the power of the people when they come together against the church, the state, the crown, Big Pharma, you name it. These psychopaths are going to have no place to hide. And as more and more people around the world actually get together and stand up against this pure evil, it's going to be amazing how it all works out. As a matter of fact, he came on my show today on These Changing Times, and I had said to him, wouldn't it be amazing if the billions of Catholics around the world got together and went to Vatican City and said, okay, we paid for this gold-encrusted behemoth. We're taking it over. We own it. And, oh, by the way, we want to go down into the Vatican archives buried deep beneath the ground and find out exactly what's being hidden from the public down there. And as it turns out, that's actually part of the plan. So it's going to be really amazing how all this works out, because of course one of the things that they're hiding is free energy technology and all kinds of important things that, you know, we need for the earth to survive once the psychopaths are quarantined or sent to Mars or whatever we need to do to get them off our backs as they continue to cause suffering at so many levels in our world. But as I said, my guest today, Deborah Tavares, is going to be continuing the conversation that we started today on These Changing Times. And let me just give out a couple of her websites. StopTheCrime.net, RefuseSmartMeter.com, There's an excellent YouTube she appears in called Ted the Terrible Turner, which actually shows Ted Turner being interviewed by herself in regards to the bad things Ted's involved in. Okay, there's the music. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hey, special guest, continue my conversation that I started today earlier on These Changing Times Radio. Ning.com will be Deborah Tavares. And it's just amazing the research that this woman has done in regards to the electronic attacks that we're undergoing. Because, of course, we're being attacked in every way, shape, and form we can possibly imagine. Vaccinations, fluoride, aspartame, the list is endless. I just want to bring up a very important documentary that I suggest you all check out, which will be free on the Internet until October 17th, which is Genetic Roulette. And you can access it by going to geneticroulettemovie.com. You can watch it for free until October 17th, as I said. A very important documentary that will show you how you're being poisoned with your food. But I'm just getting the message that Deborah Tavares is on the line with us. So thank you so much, Deborah, for continuing our conversation from earlier today. I gave out your website, stopthecrime.net, refusesmartmeter.com, smartmetersmurder.com. And in between the last show and this show, I watched the YouTube on Ted the Terrible Turner, where I was able to see you in person, sitting with the monster and talking to him about this plan that they have, which amazingly he got up in front of this group at some wine orchard, if I remember correctly, and was basically telling them, yeah, there's too many people. We got to stop getting rid of some of them, or start getting rid of some of them. That must have been an amazing moment for you to experience as an actual human.
Well, thank you, Dr. Carley, for having me back on. Yes, I will elaborate a little bit on that. I did go to a function a little over a year ago here in Sonoma County at a vineyard, a winery event, and it was during Earth Week. And Ted Turner was there with his lady friend and bodyguard and additional entourage. And it was an open hill event with just tents and bales of hay to sit on, etc. And they served buffalo for meal. Of course, Ted has buffalo on his property. He's the second largest private property owner in the United States. And, yes, I did speak with him privately before he got up in front of the 200-plus guests and spoke about the global warming and our contribution to causing global warming. Too many people using too much stuff is what he said. We have to reduce the population by 95%, and everyone clapped. I was certain that they thought it meant, you know, slowing down the birth rate. But when he said curb the population now of 95%, people, I think, then were doing the math and starting to look around. But he said that there would be much hunger, that there would be food shortages and water shortages, and there would be people that would be very hungry, starving. There would be a lot of chaos. And then ultimately he said that there would be cannibalism. Now, I was stunned, absolutely stunned, to hear this coming out of this conversation in front of all of these people. I can tell you that National Geographic was there filming it, and nothing was released by National Geographic showing this talk. But if you do go on Google and you search Ted Turner depopulation or Bill Gates or the Wicked Billionaires Club depopulation, you will find comments from many, many very, very wealthy people that want to kill us, and indiscriminately. It's not taking a lotto ticket. It's not like that at all. They honestly and firmly believe that there are too many people on this planet, and we are in that number. I can tell you that on our website, stopthecrime.net, I spoke to you earlier, Dr. Carley, about the Wildlands Project map. I would recommend everyone immediately go and look at, on stopthecrime.net, the Wildlands Project map. It's a map of the United States. It shows where human access is denied. And you'll say, what is this? Well, I'm going to tell you a little bit about that because you need to know. It's mandated by the United Nations. It's a biodiversity treaty, forced transformation and relocation of all Americans and citizens to comply with the environmental policies and reduction of CO2 emissions. This has been signed. This is what we're seeing in play right now. And much of this has to do around these requirements. It says the goal of the Wildlands Project is to set aside approximately 50% of North American continent as wild land for the preservation of biological diversity.
Okay, well, there's the music we're going to break, Deborah. And I'm looking at that map right now, and wow, there's not much space for us humans. It's pretty much all white. In other words, all a core reserve for little to no human use. Okay, folks, I know this is scary stuff, but you have to grow up and face reality. We'll be right back after these messages. What's Ailing America, where our answer today is electromagnetic attack with my special guest, Deborah Tavares. Her websites include StopTheCrime.net, RefuseSmartMeter.com, and SmartMetersMurder.com. And before the break, Deborah, you were referring the listeners to go to StopTheCrime.net and look at this map, WildlandsProjectRevealed.org, where human access will be denied, which is pretty much the entire country. Very chilling indeed, and obviously, in order for this map to go forward, obviously the culling of the population has to get going, very, very soon, and we know it's happening now. And you write on here at the bottom, the smart grid infrastructure is only intended to last only 20 years until 2030, according to industry documents. So, the smart grid, as we were talking about earlier today, includes all the smart meters, all the cell phone towers, the way that they're actually spying on us in every way we can imagine, even through, you know, our mixer, our refrigerator, if they have their way. Once the smart meters are in everybody's homes, we will have to have appliances that actually can be read by the smart meters. And So what's the whole plan on this after 2030, of course, unless we stop them, which is something they don't think is possible. But what takes place of the smart grid infrastructure after 2030, and who passed this map in the first place?
Well,
was it Clinton that agreed to this, or Bush? Which one of the psychopaths?
Well, it is a treaty that has been agreed upon, and Dr. Michael Kaufman was the originator of this map, and it was presented to the Senate in the late 1990s, and as a result of seeing what some legislation was going to do, which included this map, and when they saw what this map was, they, of course, refused to go forward with the legislation. But this has come in the back door, as so many treaties now are doing, executive order mandated by the United Nations. It is now a treaty, the Biodiversity Treaty. And I will tell you, I will just finish up describing to everybody what else this involves. This Wildlands Project seeks to do reserve corridors and eliminating human access. It's going to create reserve networks across the United States. And reserves are made up of the following, and they say they're cores created from public lands, such as national forests and parks. And then there will be buffers, often created from private land, adjoining the cores to provide additional protection for biodiversity. Then they say corridors, a mix of public and private lands, usually following along rivers and wildlife migration routes. And they say that the primary characteristics of the core areas are that large areas, up to 25 million acres, will allow little, if any, human use. Now, when you go to our website, stopthecrime.net, and you take a look at this Wildlands Project map, we have an attachment that says the wildlandsprojectreveal.org, and that is what I was just referring to right now. This is deep ecology. Now, when I was originally relating to this map earlier, Dr. Carley, it was to show everyone that becomes sensitive to the high levels of radiation from all of the frequencies now that are being deployed into our communities via the new smart meters that will, of course, now replace the safe analog meters that weren't radiating us with pulsated frequencies. The smart grid now is being deployed upon us not only for electricity and water and gas, but also eventually our food, and also eventually to track us, as people are required then to have the RFID chips installed in them. Of course, we know our pets are already having RFID chips installed. In fact, here in California, you cannot rescue a pet out of the Humane Society unless it has been chipped. And
Let me just interject that just this past week, here in North Carolina in the Charlotte Observer, .com, there was articles on two different days, talking about the problem of the wandering of, one day it was Alzheimer's patients, and then the other day it was autistic children. So slowly but surely, they're trying to find not just pets, but more humans that they have an excuse to be chipped as well.
Well, that's true. And in fact, just a few weeks ago in the New York Times, there was a map printed in the New York Times, the National Security Agency, and it said United States of America in the insignia at the top. And it was an image of the globe with all of the HAARP shown on this global map. And this image shows the heavy beams of HAARP sweeping down across our planet. And the HAARP beams are for mind control transmissions that we are all quickly getting under in the most direct and intrusive way that we will all be monitored across the globe is through HAARP. So I can say that we are a frequency-based, weaponized assault upon humanity. This is an environmental warfare. It's for full-spectrum dominance by the elite, the global superpowers, and it includes a very stealth takeover of each of our communities. It started locally, and all of our communities are now under executive order to approve what is called a climate action plan. You can call your local city council or your local city and ask them, have they approved the climate action plan yet? That requires that they do greenhouse gas measurements of emissions. That requires many, many requirements, assuming that we have a global warming problem, which we, of course, do not. And everyone must go and watch the Iron Mountain documentary on our site. We have a number of source documents there. There are three main source documents, many actually source documents, but what I'll refer to right now is the Iron Mountain documentary. It's also downloadable as a PDF in a file. You also should watch Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. That is just unbelievable. And the New World Order plans exposed by an insider in 1969. In their own words, it will be revealed to you what they think of us, how they plan on poisoning all of us, how they plan on poisoning the environment, how they plan on stealing all private property. And that's in the Iron Mountain documentary. And that was a document that John F. Kennedy requisitioned in 1961. And there were experts that met in a nuclear survival retreat. And after Kennedy found out what was happening with that report and he started speaking about it, just 2 weeks before he was assassinated, he said, quote, "For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system that has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. And that is what is happening to the United States, to all of us right now. We have been betrayed. Our government is treasonous. And when you look at the documents posted on the site, and there are many other sites, too, that have this information, but we've tried to put it out there in the most simplistic form possible because they're relying on keeping us all very, very distracted, not only with decline in our health so that we can't think and we are annoyed by health effects that are not allowing us to think clearly, by being on all the drugs and drinking the fluoridated water, which we're told is good for us and good for our teeth. And we're being lied to on every single level, every single level.
Right, and let's not forget the men who are supposed to be the protectors that are busy getting outraged over the fact that the NFL brought in referees that were making bad calls and things of that nature. I mean, it's on so many layers, as you said. And obviously, you know, John F. Kennedy tried to do something, but we see what happened to him. But I also want to bring up this amazing other document that you have on StopTheCrime.net, the Fort Meade document, which I had downloaded and I was just going through, which in fact is very interesting, to say the least. This doctor, or Mr. Donald Friedman, that had requested under the FOIA Act that he be given this information, you know, it's amazing in their arrogance how they write things. This is what they say in their letter to him. For all documents pertaining to the microwave auditory effect, microwave hearing effect, Frey effect, artificial telepathy, and or any device weapons which use and or cause such effects, and any covert or undisclosed use of hypnosis, it has been determined that the Army information no longer warrants security classification protection and is releasable to you. And then they include their document, bioeffects of selected non-lethal weapons. So basically, to me, what they're saying is, it's too late. You know, you goy can't do anything. We have all of our ducks in a row. And amazingly, on the first effect, on the first page of this document, they talk about how much of this work is taking place because of health concerns, which is the opposite. You know, their concern is to cull the population. But, you know, they put things like that in the documents just to make it look like, you know, they're concerned with the health effects. And then as they go on to describe the effects of what they're doing, incapacitating effects of microwaves, the list is endless.
Well, that's absolutely true. In fact, we know that the weaponized technologies used by our military have been used heavily by the military for spying and battlefield applications. We also know that the CIA became very interested in microwave many, many decades ago and how they could influence people's mental state. We also know that they can harm without wounds and bleeding. And we know that the level of research and the knowledge is profound, but is not shared with any of us. So is the rollout of smart meters, and like the rollout of cell phone towers and cell phones. It's a covert operation by the CIA. And that, and what is the purpose? It's infertility, depopulation, mind control, and Big Pharma reaps more profits with people that have more problems. And anything from difficulties with sleeping and depression to diabetes, cancer, or heart attacks. And all I can say is these people are not dumb, and they are not stupid. They are very, very evil. And in that Fort Meade document, Dr. Carley, it talks about electromagnetic fields do influence the biological systems and cause adverse effects on human health. And it says cancer, reproduction, etc. It also says in there, increase in brain temperature causes disruption of working memory, resulting in disorientation. It also says every human is subject to the effects of the microwave heating, and the predictability is 100%. Slow onset of such frequency heating can be unrecognized by the person being irradiated, and we are all being irradiated through this smart grid, the cell towers, antennas, and our cell phones. It also says the inability to consolidate working memory of recent past minutes. And many people, too, and it says this in the document, they have buzzing, ticking, and hissing or knocking sounds, and this can originate within or behind the head to distract a targeted person. And this is also called voice-to-skull communication. Now, yes. For those of you that are hearing this for the very first time, must understand, this is all part of mind control. And this is psychologically devastating to suddenly hear voices in your head.
Yes, and then, of course, if you go to a psychiatrist, you're diagnosed with some kind of mental illness, and then you're put on psychotropic drugs, which, of course, will actually do a chemical lobotomy. But I want to just ask you, you're such a wealth of information. I mean, you are, you know, to these different technologies, what I am to vaccines. I've never spoken to anybody that was as knowledgeable as you about all of these electromagnetic weapons. But one problem we always have, and we discussed this earlier, is that people of conscience cannot even conceive of the level of evil that we're dealing with. And, you know, you just picture, like, say there's a secretary that works for the Department of Energy or the Department of the Army in the case of this Fort Meade document, sitting there typing this stuff, you know, isn't she thinking or he thinking that my grandchildren are going to be affected by this, that, you know, the very future of humanity is going to be affected? That's one thing that many people have a problem with, realizing the mass conspiracy that's being done on all levels to cause this New World Order agenda to be brought in. But we had talked earlier off the phone, and I don't know how much you want to talk about this, but that you know somebody personally that works for one of these agencies that you've been friends with for a long time, and you realize that that person was totally mind-controlled. So I want people to realize that there are some people involved in this that have no clue because they are basically puppets because of what's being done to them by these agencies.
Well, that's absolutely right. We're being controlled from afar now, as I talked about the global view of the HAARP image in the New York Times. Also the frequencies from the towers. So much of this now is remote control of our brains and our minds.
Hold on, we're going to a break. When we come back, I want to know where that New York Times article is, if you have that on one of your sites. Okay, we'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where today our answer is electromagnetic attack with my special guest, Deborah Tavares, a wealth of information, website stopthecrime.net, refusesmartmeter.com, and smartmetersmurder.com. And during the break, I was checking out stopthecrime.net, and I went on HAARP, and I see this map, which is chilling, that shows actually the frequencies that are being directed all over the globe, and of course North America is the main target. Is this the image that was actually published in the New York Times?
Yes, Yes, it is.
Wow.
Yes, and that goes to show how deliberate the oligarchy, the elites are. This is a real ha-ha moment for them. Again, everything that is happening to us is documented. They document it. It's hiding in plain sight. It's not even hiding. They're just keeping, as they say in their documents, they are keeping us distracted. They're keeping us busy, busy, busy. And when you read the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document, which everyone please go onto our site, stopthecrime.net, and read that document immediately. This will talk about how they've actually created elections for us to be distracted. It's an opportunity for us to vent our frustrations with the way they are controlling us. And once we elect, it helps to reduce our frustrations, gets us back in order again, more or less, and things calm down again for a while. And it talks about the intention of elections, and it talks about how they maneuver families to give up their sons and daughters in war. It is the most heart-wrenching document that I have read in a very long time, besides this NASA document that we'll talk about here in just a bit. But some of the quotes out of the Silent Weapon documents, or almost quotes, are, as they say, war is a balancing system. By killing the true creditors, which is the public, since we have been taught to exchange true value for inflated currency, and then falling back on whatever is left of the resources of nature and the regeneration of those resources. Well, there isn't falling back onto any resources now because they're wiping us out. They're killing all plant life. They've got a heavy assault along the Pacific coastline right now. I was telling you about that a little bit ago, Dr. Carly, and I can discuss that now a little bit.
Sure.
The U.S. Navy...
Let me just also mention, in terms of the silent weapons document, what you're talking about in terms of getting families to give up their young sons for war. They basically talk about them as a piece of meat and pretty much say, well, you know, we're going to call them, you know, warriors and our heroes, and this is how we're going to get them to sign up. So it's a way they can get girls. I mean, pretty much that's what it boils down to.
That's exactly what they say, as a matter of fact. It's a chilling document. When you take out the diagrams, it's about 35 pages. I would recommend everybody read this tonight without delay.
Okay. There's a break. This is a short break, and we'll be back with more important information from this woman who has researched this subject so fully. As far as I've ever experienced, somebody that knows the big picture, totally. And I've been studying this myself for 15 years. Okay, we'll be back after these messages. If you callers have any questions or you listeners, please do call in and ask your questions at 877-488-5350. It's ugly, folks, but we can stop them. We'll be right back.